Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, the podcast where we uplift, inspire, and try our best to keep it real. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all start your day with some positive vibes and good energy. Today, we're diving in deep, and I mean real deep, into a topic that is so necessary for living a life of true peace and purpose. Being truthful to ourselves. Now, this one right here is personal because I know what it's like to avoid certain truths. I know what it's like to tell yourself a comfortable lie instead of facing a hard reality. And I also know what happens when you finally decide to be real with yourself. It changes everything. So let's talk about it. Let's break down why we struggle with self-honesty, how it holds us back, and what we can do to step into a life of truth, freedom, and growth. So, go ahead, grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee, grab your journal, and whatever item may bring you comfort, and let's get into it. So, why do we struggle with being truthful to ourselves? We're going to start here because before we can fix something, we have to understand it. Why do we lie to ourselves? Why do we ignore the signs and suppress our feelings or make excuses? First thing is the fear of change. Let's be real, change is scary. Being honest with yourself might mean you have to walk away from something or someone. It might mean admitting that your current path just isn't working. And that can be uncomfortable. Second is the fear of failure. Sometimes we avoid facing the truth because it means confronting our mistakes. We don't want to admit that we didn't give something our all or that we've been holding ourselves back. But listen, failure isn't final. What is final is staying in a lie and never giving ourselves the chance to grow. Third, simply our fear of judgment. Now, that one is a big one. We don't just lie to ourselves, but we lie for others. We pretend to be okay because we don't want people to see us struggle. We stay in situations because we don't want people to talk about us. But I'm going to hit you with a hard truth. Living in a lie to please people will never bring you peace. Number four, there's comfort in denying. Sometimes lying to ourselves is just easier. Admitting that we're not happy or that we're stuck or that we need to make a big change feels overwhelming. So we convince ourselves that everything is fine, but fine is not the same as fulfilled. Now, there are a number of things that can happen when we avoid the truth. Let's get real. When we avoid the truth, we don't just stay in them, we suffer. We stay in unhealthy relationships that end up draining us. We keep making the same mistakes over and over again. We waste time in situations that just aren't meant for us. And we ultimately delay our healing, our growth, and our purpose. One of my favorite scriptures that speaks to this is John chapter 8, verse 32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When we step into truth, we step into freedom. The weight of pretending, the weight of settling, the weight of running, all that weight gets lifted. But first, we have to recognize where we're not being honest with ourselves. Now, I know at this point you may be asking yourselves, how do I know if I'm lying to myself? I got you. Now, I want you to take a moment and reflect as I go through these. But You're going to have to be honest with yourself if any of these sound familiar. Number one, you keep justifying unhealthy habits. You'll say stuff like, I'll stop tomorrow. It's not that bad. Everybody goes through it. Now, do any of those sound familiar? Whether it's a bad habit, a toxic relationship, or a self-destructive mindset, if you're constantly making excuses, it's time to check in with yourself. Number two, you avoid hard conversations. Whether it's with yourself or others, you avoid talking about what really needs to be addressed. Do you ignore problems, hoping they'll go away? Truth requires confrontation, and confrontation isn't always a bad thing, but it is necessary for growth. Number three, you feel stuck but won't make a change. If you've been in the same situation, feeling the same frustration, and yet still have not done anything differently, ask yourself, what truth am I avoiding? Number four, you're constantly seeking distractions. Are you drowning yourself in social media? Are you drowning yourself in work or constant business just to avoid sitting in your own thoughts? That's a sign that there's something deeper that you may need to address. Okay, now that we've dug deep into the problem, let's talk about solutions. How do we break free from self-deception and start living in truth? How do we start being honest with ourselves? First, self-reflection is key. You can't be honest with yourself if you don't take the time to check in with yourself. Start asking yourself real questions. What do I really want? What am I pretending that doesn't bother me? What excuses am I making? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. When we guard our hearts with truth, we live in alignment with our purpose. Number two, surround yourself with people who keep it real. Who's in your circle? Are your friends and loved ones encouraging honesty, or do they just tell you what it is you want to hear? True growth happens when we have people who love us enough to be honest with us. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. A real friend is going to tell you the truth, even when it stings. Number three, be honest in prayer. Listen to me. God already knows your heart. There's no point in pretending with him. Be real. Lay it all out there. If you're struggling, say that. If you're confused, just ask for clarity. One of my favorite prayers comes from Psalms 139, verses 23 to 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me into the way of everlasting. Ask God to show you where you're not being truthful with yourself, and he will do that. Number four, take action, even if it's scary. Once you recognize the truth, you have to act on it. Maybe that means setting boundaries. Maybe that means making a career change. Maybe it means finally admitting that you need help. Whatever it is, don't just know the truth, accept it and live it. Once you do that, you realize how much power there is in living in your truth. When you commit to truth, you open yourself up to real peace, deeper self-love, stronger relationships, a clear path to your purpose. So no more running, no more avoiding, just real, honest, powerful living. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you all with this confirmation. So repeat after me. I choose to be honest with myself because my truth is the foundation of my growth. Say it again. I choose to be honest with myself because my truth is the foundation of my growth. Let it sink in. So, my friends, here's my challenge for you this week. Do a truth check. Where have you been holding back? What lies have you been telling yourself? And most importantly, what truth are you ready to step into? As always, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Tay Talks Positivity. If this episode spoke to you, share it with a friend who you may think needs to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on social media. Until next time, stay positive, stay honest, and keep growing. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.